Monday morning.
Monday morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the last of the hangover casts, at least for this year. It's Monday morning. We're in the hotel swimming pool, actually in the little hot tub next to it. And we are flying home today. Had a good week, Sam?
Spot on.
Spot on. And I guess this morning we're feeling better than normal because we didn't really drink last night, did we?
Nope.
And we got a fairly early night. Well, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So where did we go last night?
We started in the big CD shop.
Oh, that's right. Do you remember the name of the band we saw?
No.
Let me look it up. So Sunday. Crown.
Yeah, I'm interested to see them because we met them the night before.
Gave you a CD, didn't they?
Yeah.
One thing I really liked was the use of the flute by a rock band. I think that's always a cool thing. And there was one track that reminded me a lot of Amy Mann. So then we had a choice in the evening. We could go to NASA, where there was
Magic Numbers.
Magic Numbers. We avoided that. We could go to Gukurin, where there were some other bands.
I think it was going to be a pretty heavy one.
We chose to go to Auburn. We started with three local bands, and then it was Buck 65, and then Plants and Animals. Okay, so Auburn, 9 o'clock, Hestback.
Experimental noise.
Absolute stillness on stage.
But the lead wasn't doing anything at all.
I think he was watching his laptop.
Yeah.
If he'd been moving more, I would have thought he was checking his email.
The most he did was take his glasses off and put them back on again.
So what about the music? They did, the first few moments was a duet of random flute noise.
It was a recorder and a
penny whistle?
Yeah, something small.
So they played random notes for maybe 30 seconds, a minute.
Really fast and hectic.
The guy on the laptop was presumably, from what you could tell from his lack of movement, was presumably taking those samples and slowing them right down, and it was becoming a different sound.
Yeah.
And I think they lost the audience pretty early on.
The crowd weren't with it at all, were they?
No. We'd like to see it in a venue where the volume wasn't so loud that the bass was actually painful to listen to.
Yeah.
That really put me off. I was trying to get into it. I was really trying to appreciate it. Because although it was very experimental, I thought there was something interesting to it.
Yeah. They were taking themselves seriously, though.
I don't think anybody else was, though. Probably the worst thing I've seen.
Yeah.
Certainly the least engaging thing I've seen. After Hestback, we had Helgi Valla and the Shemales, which, if nothing else, is an amazing name. Yeah.
His voice did.
He didn't have the best singing voice, but they were...
It sounded like it was going to be comedy before they even did the covers.
So we should talk about that. At the end of the set, they had a cover of Snoop Dogg, which I think is what they're famous for.
Yeah.
And they did the Warren G song, Regulate. Good. I mean, really,
it was
funny, really funny.
And the music was really good, like a novelty act.
Yeah, it was a novelty. But really funny, and I will definitely be... after Helgi Valla and the Shemales, I just love saying that, we had Coral. Not to be confused with The Coral, because The Coral are quite good.
A bit loud.
I'm sure they would have been more listenable if the volume had been turned down. And they played everything at full pelt. You know, it was a bit, it reminded me of the Ben Frost thing, where it was like they were all playing solo constantly, even when they were all playing together.
Yeah.
And it was, there was just no let up, it was full on. And that becomes very draining after a very short amount of time. There was one bit that I really did enjoy where they went into jazz. And they'd been very loud rock and they went into jazz. And then they progressed back into rock and they lost me again. Because it was just too loud.
Yeah.
Okay, so Coral, not that good. Then, Canadian rap artist, Duck 65.
He loved himself quite a lot.
That's a forgivable thing.
No, to a really annoying level. There wasn't a lot of, I don't know, he got a good reaction, didn't he? It was really packed in there for that.
It filled up for that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like hip hop, he's got a great voice, and the songs are interesting. There's some interesting synths. It's not just your normal average run-of-the-mill beats. Churches with the phone fog, search for purchases. We play playing goofball, streets safe. Television talking trash, traveling horseback, electric cars, talking cash, body changes, rocket ranges, sinking the heat, straight muscle in, freaking the beat, cross circling, working bees, buzzing like cell phones, hell knows, yes, yelling assholes and elbows. Shaman's hard rock, fiery, a straight face, 40 paper shot, money can't buy a good taste, heads popping off, you're an old ass. I like his rap style, but it's a shame he does it constantly. He's this kind of one trick pony with very fast delivery. And then last up, the band that we've seen three times now in airwaves, in various venues, Plants and Animals. But it was good to have it as the finale.
Well, compared to the rest of the evening,
it was much better, yeah. It was the best thing we saw last night.
And they were just loving finishing up and being the last act on, I think.
And some theatre as well, with the manager.
That was scary. Yeah. Like a 9-foot-tall guest dancer. Yeah. That was very cool. Yeah, really enjoyable. And they, Plants and Animals, play a very, very good live set.
Mm-hmm.
Worth looking out for. So, that was Iceland Airwaves.
Yes.
All done.
Yeah.
Flying back today.
Back to normality.
I learned today from the packaging of Alka-Seltzer that it has possible side effects of nausea, diarrhea and vomiting, which is not what you want, really, in Alka-Seltzer. And I think that many of my problems in the last few days have been caused by that. I think, right. I've had some dodgy Alka-Seltzer.
I think that just coincides with the Minkware and putrefied shark.
Oh, we've got to talk about dinner. So we had breakfast yesterday in the lobster soup place.
Got a bit carried away.
We went experimental. We opened with some lobster soup, which is a safe bet. Very, very tasty. Followed by
raw mink whale.
It wasn't raw. It was just...
It was raw in the sense that...
It's supposed to be like that. That's the way of eating it.
That's right.
Which tastes a bit odd, to say the least, and the texture takes a bit of getting used to, but that was by no means the low point of the evening, because after some very delicious pink fish that wasn't salmon but was a bit like it, they brought out some putrefied shark, and some, what's that booze called?
Brenovan.
Brenovan as well, yes. And considering that was breakfast at about 7 p.m, I didn't really want to see the putrefied shark, but it felt like they were being so nice and hospitable that we had to kind of accept it graciously, served frozen.
So it doesn't stink so bad.
It's a very strong smell of ammonia, and as you put it in your mouth, it melts, which is one of the least pleasant experiences I've had in Iceland. And then once you've eaten that, you then have to drink the Brennivín.
Pretty much tastes just as bad, yeah.
It starts off tasting like aniseed, and then you have this horrifying realisation that it's not. So that was a fairly intense breakfast. And I'm looking forward to a long night's sleep.
Yeah.
Cool. Hangover tip for the day? Considering we're not hungover, I suppose.
Avoid mink whale.
Don't eat the mink whale. Fair comment.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go and not listen to any more live music in Iceland for a while.
Yeah.